Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are talking about the difference between asking the universe for something versus demanding it of yourself. So when talking about this topic, where do we start? This is a fun one. There's lots of trains of thoughts here. There's lots of different approaches. And the first, let's just start with asking the universe. Asking the universe, there's a movie came out, The Secret, where they were talking about the power of intention and the ability to ask the universe for what you want and it'll magically show up. Well, that's wonderful. I do believe in it. I believe in setting that intention. I believe in, you know, really truly locking on mentally, emotionally, and really connecting with that, the truest desires of who you are, finding that compelling reason why and staying connected. The challenge I face here is that I feel like that if you just ask the universe for what you want and then just stand back and wait, it's kind of like being a beggar in life. Like you're just standing there going, okay, universe, like I'm waiting, I'm hoping, I'm wishing, I'm praying. And you're just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And people say, well, the more in tune you are with the universe, the faster things manifest into reality. There's some truth in there. When you're really connected to who you are, you know your truest desires, you know your purpose in life, and you're working your face off for it, I think you can make stuff happen very quickly. And the more you recognize it, the more you appreciate it, the more you acknowledge it, the more you work towards it, the more it shows up. But there's a key aspect there, which is working for it. So when we talk about working for it, this is the part where we switch camps of thought and we go to demanding it of yourself. Now this is fun. And this is a really interesting thing to talk about, because when you set an intention and then you literally define what it takes to get there and you demand of yourself those actions every single day, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what's going on, regardless of the resistance that shows up in your life, you demand it from yourself. You say, listen, I'm gonna transform my health. My intention is to have the most magnificent health and emotions and physical vibrancy I've ever experienced in my life. And I demand of myself every day to eat the right things, to stay focused on the right stuff, to work out, to fuel my mind and body with positive emotions. And every day you follow through. I think that becomes the amazing combination. I think just demanding yourself to go, 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 go will eventually burn you out. And it takes away that kind of magical element of life, that mystery, that unknown, faith, if you want to call it that. The piece where as much as you work, 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 I know people who put in all the time, all the effort, all the energy, and somehow still not gotten the result. They step back. They said a prayer, did some meditation, or just let go for a moment. And all of a sudden the universe, boom, put it right in front of them. But they did all the work. They demanded of themselves and they pushed themselves to the limits. So if you download today's worksheet, the very first question I have is if you were going to intend, if you were going to use the power of intention and bring something to life, to manifest something in this world, what would you want to bring to life? Let's just start there. Number two, if that's the intention, if that's the desire, if that's what you hope most to bring to life in this world, my second question is, what is the action plan necessary and needed to make that happen? Sitting around and waiting is not a qualified answer. So you're gonna need more than that. What things can you demand of yourself daily in order to turn that into reality? Start with the intention, break it into an action plan, and then finalize it with a commitment. Why are you 100% committed to following through with this plan every single day, no matter what? You know, I've heard it said that hope is a beggar. It just waits. It hopes that something good happens. Be someone who doesn't wait and doesn't hope and doesn't beg for life to throw you a bone. Be someone who makes life the way you want it, who has the power of choice, who decides, here's what I'm going to do, here's how I'm going to do it, here's my plan of action, and every single day strives towards it and does whatever it takes to make it happen. And turn that dream into reality. Take that intention and make it real. but don't just wait around for it. Make it happen. Anyways, download the worksheet, have fun with this, and please share your tips. We'd love to know what your goals are. We'd love to know what your strategy is to get there. And if you wouldn't mind posting it, the blog, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you respond with us here in the comment section, we would love to coach you up a little, share some insights or strategy of things we might see that you don't, being that we've coached thousands of people for 13 years now, one-on-one all over the world. And it also really helps our community because people then watch those comments and they go, oh, I didn't think of that step, or oh, this makes a lot more sense. I'm going to try this one on for size myself. So please contribute to the community, have some fun with this, and we look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.